You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I found Rabbi Kveger and Rav Shach. There's a big machlokes. You know that Mishman Vemvav, the six things, Shem Zaveach, Shem Zevach, Shem Zaveach, Shem Hashem, Shem Reach, Shem Nichadav. The Rambam holds it's only by Shechita. Tosfos holds it's by not only Shechita, it's by all the avodas and even by Haktar, even by the burning.
Even though that's not an
Ashkenazi, don't have it. Yeah, right, but it's a mitzvah. You know, just to chazer it over. Shitas HaRambam Khan, the first Khan, the Aviyah Ezri, the Rav Shach. It's the Aviyah Ezri, it's Rav Shach. The one sheet, the single sheet. I gave you the single sheet here. He Shitas HaRambam Khan, She'elu HaShisha Dvarim Tzarech Lachshav Rak B'Sha Shechita. These six things, should I say four of them, because Zoveach and Zevach not. He means the other four.
It's amazing that these things get done by a Zohar, but nevertheless, right? Shechita, but nevertheless you have to have these things.
But yes, avod is in Tzarech Lachshov, L'Shem HaZev, L'Shem Bailam, V'lo Yosef. Wow. That's the Rambam Shita. Rabbi Kveger points this out, that Tosfos argues with the Rambam. It does on the base we studied last week. V'aktarin Tzarech Shum Machshava. V'aktarin, you don't need any Machshava. Zero. When you burn the fats.
Can't have against it, though.
Not necessarily. Why not? Sharamalu Hiske Shitzach Lakshaiv. We'll talk about that in the Briskra Vaktara. This is the Lokatoisis. See, Rav Shach makes this point, so I mentioned last week, I found Rabbi Kveger. He's not the first one to discover this. Rav Kveger says this machlokes. Lokatois raised Vachim that bays. Sharchichum. The pasuk they learn out from speaks Haktara, so it's a pill on the Rambam in a way, right? You have to have in mind those six things. It's a Tosel, it's not Ma'akev, but you need. I'm just going over, Yossi, last week. You weren't here last week either. Yeah, so we just went over. Rabbi Kveger brings a machlokes here. This is the Rav Shach, and this is the Brisker Rav. So we have a little Rav Shach, a new Rav Shach. So. Yeah, if it was really cold, I'd turn up the heat. Okay, see. He's still cold from Friday. We played outside tennis Friday. It's a little chilly, so he's still a little warm up from that.
Really small.
So he brings a machlokes, does Rav Shach, and Rabbi Kveger also in the Mishnah points it out that when you need machshava, those six things in the Mishnah, Zevach, Zoveach, Reach, and L'Shem Hashem, by Haktara, not. Tosfos holds the Rambam holds all six only by Shechita. Zevach and Zoveach by all four, the Ikar Avodas. But Tosfos holds even by Haktara you need all six. Rambam holds by Haktara no Machshava, nothing, none of the six. Not Zevach. By the way, I mentioned in Tosfos, he doesn't really, Tosfos says Beferish, Rav Shach is a little misleading, because we studied the Tosfos last week. The Tosfos on the base is clear that you don't need the Shem Kapara by Haktara because there's no Haktara there. You know, it's Taisha Shita that only Shalom Shem Bailim is only by the Shechita L'Shem Zrika. You know, Taisha said the Gemara is Mashma. Today's, right, that you only ruin the Shechita if you have the Shechita in mind for the Zrika. So I asked the Yom, I said, what's going on here? The Gemara is misupik, mechashvim me'avodu l'avoyra. What's the Gemara misupik? The whole Shinei Bailim, according to Tosfos, is me'avodu l'avoyra. That was my kash. Strong kash.
Which is the Gemara's kavachaymer later?
But the Gemara makes a kavachaymer.
That's a Rashi.
Yeah, but the Gemara makes a kavachaymer. What do you need a kavachaymer? It's mechashvim me'avodu l'avoyra. The Gemara makes a kavachaymer.
By Shinei Bailim, she needed by every single one.
So my problem was, why do you need a kavachomer? Just learn out chashim levod levod. If by Shini Bailand is that way, sorry, much one more. I'm gonna do a little Rav Shach.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's I want to do this Rav Shach because it's a kasha. He brings down a Tosfos. He brings out a Tosfos, it's a strong kasha. He tries to give a teretz. I'm struggling to understand his teretz. But if you look in the second column halfway down, I don't want to go over, you know, he brought a sifri, there was a pilpul and Rav Shach, but a little piece, a shtickle here. He brings Tosfos kasha and Talmud Beis, a strong kasha, which has to do, by the way, with machsheves avoyda l'avoyda. Kol hazvachim, Rambam, perkdal alach yud, kol hazvachim, halfway down the second column, Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri. By the way, I want to ask you some things. If you do stam lishma, you go to the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, we'll see in the Brisker Rav, to do it lishma. If you do it stama, are you making the mitzvah of doing it lishma? The carbon is kosher. Stam, daf beis. Everyone knows stam is kosher. Rabbi Yossi says it's no bezdin, shalom yomar.
You should use stam, so not to make
right.
It up.
But he yotz the mitzvah of doing it lishma if you don't have anything in mind.
So that's
the shayla with Rabbi Yossi, take away a mitzvah. I noticed, I think in the Likutei Halachos, this week I have Mimoni Chavetz Chaim.
If you don't have an akira, the stam is lishma.
Well, that, we're going to learn that Brisker Rav. I see we're going to learn that Brisker Rav tonight.
So you can't have a stam.
I didn't give away. You're by Rabbi Brown. You already know the Brisker
Rav. No, he didn't discuss it.
This Brisker Rav. You know this Brisker Rav.
I know it from last time.
Oh, wow. So we're going to go over that Brisker Rav. That's what I have here, that Brisker Rav, that classic piece. But, we don't want to go there, but...
Maybe according to Rechana, according to
Karanara,
maybe you don't have the
stone
given.
I think the Chavetz Chaim, Likutei Halachos, I've been studying Chavetz Chaim a lot, Likutei Halachos, at least at the beginning, and he seems to hold you not Mekayim the mitzvah, you do stam. It's a mitzvah do l'shma. It's a mitzvah to Shema, if you don't have anything in mind.
Stama doesn't make it the Shema. Sure.
So Yossi is right. So it's amazing. Rabbi Yossi said, don't do the mitzvah, but maybe it's worth it, but you ruin, better not do that mitzvah than ruin the karma.
So Yossi... He didn't say
Kasha.
He said, don't do a mitzvah.
Yeah. So that's... It's
the Hakim Rabbanah
said... But I saw the Chavetz Chaim says, don't do the mitzvah, which is logical.
You know what? Lay bez the masra. So therefore there is a... I mean... What's the
Masnim? You mean that's why they uprooted the mitzvah? Yeah. That's the Masnim. Masnim
means, but there is Lishma there. There is Masnim. Unless you uproot the mitzvah, so you have an Akira. It's Mitzvah to the Zevach.
Yeah, but we don't have to Mekayim the mitzvah. That's the thing. It's a mitzvah to do it Lishma. You mean you Mekayim the mitzvah without thinking anything? It's mudra. It's strange.
This is Shuch Sein Tzvus Kavana, right?
It's machlokes. Tanoim, Amorim, Rishonim, Mitzvah Kavana, Mitzvah Sentzvah
Kavana. So why would Zevach...
No, but that has nothing to do with this matra. I'll tell you why it's not a proper comparison, corollary. Because there's a chiv mitzvah, shakal alulav. Nobody says your motivation for shakaling it. That's a machlokes Tanoim and Shulchan Aruch, Skrishma, if you have to do it for the right motivation. This is a mitzvah to do it lishma. There's no mitzvah to shakal a lulav for the mitzvah. You understand, Matcha? Here there's a mitzvah to do it lishma. Say, well, even if you don't do it, you claim the mitzvah because stam is lishma. That's a big, giant step for mankind.
So, how's Rabbi learn now? So, what's Sakamosh?
I don't learn. I don't know.
Sakamosh Chesis.
How do I learn?
What's Sakamosh Chesis? What does that mean?
We took it out. Rashi, we took that girsa out. Forget about that. We took it out. Sakamosh Chasa means that it doesn't matter. It's a toida could become a nedava. You don't need any machshav. The sakin means you don't need any thought. Okay, let's Rashi takes out those words Sakamosh Chasa. But let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says Kozvachin Tzarech Oyved Sheti Machshav to L'Shem Hazevach Shem Ba'Olav B'Shas Vicha B'Shas Kabbalas Adam. He's talking about Shem Hazevach Shem Ba'Olav. Lishma carbon and the bailim, b'shas vichu b'shas kabbalas adam. You know the Rambam holds, as I mentioned many times, Chavetz Chaim brings it also, that there's a psul shelo b'balav on shchit alone, not like Rashi and Tosfos, like Gemara's mashra. It's only shchita l'shem zvichu. It's the Rambam shita that the shchita has to be done l'shem b'alav.
So he has to know the
Kohen has to know.
Well, I don't know if he just does it l'shem Balav. Maybe he doesn't have to know the guy's name. I do it for whoever it is. Yeah, it could be it's for whoever it is.
It's not just the Kohen.
What the, yeah, whoever does it. Of Shas Allah has Hadam, Shas Vika Salam is there. Shem of Saz of Todah Shlomov, Shes Vika, him Shar Abba Vodas Shem Shlomov. Vichain Shar Kabanis. The man said Hekish, all the Kabanis. You need to do the four avoidus Lashem Zevach Lashem Zavach. Vim Shachat Vavit Shavat Stam. Vim Shachat. If you did the Shechit the Stam, this is what we're talking about, right? Vim Shachat Vavit Shavat Stam. Choshev Klal Ba'olu Shlamim. He didn't even think it's an Olish Shlami, he just did it. Stam. Harein Ksheirim Valu Labayim. You notice, he doesn't say you fulfill the mitzvah. He says Ksheirim Valu Labayim. He doesn't say that you fulfill the mitzvah, right?
Mitzvah what? Mitzvah of checking the Shema.
He just said, well, did he say mitzvah? Did he use the word mitzvah? Tzorech Ovid Shlem Achshavta. Tzorech. He doesn't say the word mitzvah.
It has to be Olu Labayim, it has to be Lishma.
Or Stam.
What's Stam? Stam is called
No Akira.
Now look at Tosis Kash. So look
that's
at Tosis.
I don't understand the question.
Which question?
Question is, he does a Stam, is he doing the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason, when he does a Stam, it's Ola Labailam, is because it's considered to be Lishma. Not because it's considered Lishma. There's no middle category there. It's not Ola Labailam, it's not Lishma.
When you do it Stam, Stam is, Stam Lishma means, so what does it mean, but the question is the mitzvah to think it or to say it. I mean, so the mitzvah is. So you again, he's saying the mitzvah is not to ruin it. So the mitzvah is going to look at the brisker rav.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you don't have a kira.
Okay, good. Good machalikas, Rabbi Sai. I can't get involved.
As long as you don't have a kira.
Okay, I won't. I'm not going to decide. Everybody has their own Shabbos. Kishem Shavir Tzafei Men Adonis Kardei Sein Shabbos. Let's see. The Gedolim will follow a little the logic of the Brisker Rav and Rav Shach. The name is Vachim. Tosis gives no teretz to this kasha. Bizvachim Dav Dalad. Mevi Agmar Kra. Ubisaz Zevach Todah Shlam. Al Shinu Bayim. Zav Todah Shlama. Al Shinu Bayim. Shaona Lelechayv. So we have a pasuk. Ubisaz Zevach Todah Shlamav. Al Shinu Bayim. Zevach, the zvich has to be for Ba'alav, for the right owner. Valzrika, Mervashi Shamba Mudbeis, and Dalan Mudbeis, Mikra Mivinir Tzalo Lechaparol. It's another pasuk for Zrika. Vaisham Bittaisa Sheksha. The Gemara says, can you learn out Zrika from Shechit and Kabbalah? No, you can't learn it out. Freak Taisis, with no answer. Lomalan Krolashinu Bailam Bizrika. Because according to their Shita, Rashi and Taisis, like the Gemara's a Mashma, that only ruins the Shechita if you have in mind B'chash Shechita, if you do the Zrika Shalom Lishma. So how can you say you don't need the Zrika Lishma? Hari Afilu, Freik Taisis, he doesn't answer this question. Hari Afilu Shara Voidah, meaning Kabbalah, Shechita, Kabbalah, and Halacha. If you have Shalom Lishem Balav, it's not ruined. Only if you do those three, in mind to do the Zrika Shalom B'Valav. Abos Ha'osan Amnas Zudam Shalom Shem B'Ilav. Shari Shini B'Im Shach Rak B'Zrika. Shach Kapara Hu B'Zrika. And Shini B'Im to means Mechaper for another person. I had problems with a Shlomin. Shlomin, there's no Kapara. So what does it mean Shini B'Ilav by a Shlomin?
Shlomin.
Sure.
Yeah, Shlomin.
Okay.
You have Smicha, what do you do with Smicha? Zritzoi.
Smicha. So smicha means it's.
Smicha is some sort of. What's
smicha? I have no idea. When people ask me why in brisk, I say this is brisk. Don't ask me why. I have no idea by kachim why you do anything.
It's some sort of ritzel, by the way.
I don't see it from the smicha certainly, but okay. Okay. Granted. Granted. See, the Gemara says. The Gemara says Ola is not mechaper. It's a doiran or a doiran.
Or from the Sfesay.
What?
Mitzvah.
Right. But it's not mechaber. It's not mechaber. Zayin mitbeis. Because maman of shach. If you didn't do tshiva, then it's not going to be mechaber. Zevach Hashem. Teva. Is the carbon puzzle? If you didn't do tshuva, then I say. And it's not mechaber, the old. Is the carbon puzzle? So Chavetz Chaim says, no, the carbon is kosher.
You're being a
carbon
for no reason.
The carbon is kosher, just not mechaper. Zevach Shav Teva means it's not mechaper. As I learned the Chavetz Chaim, but okay, just that was just side thing. Shach kapara ibizrika. Then came im shoicher mas zizuk shalol shein bal apostle. So this is Taisus Kasha. If I shecht it to be zayrik it for the wrong owner, it's puzzle. And if I shecht it for the wrong owner, it's kasha. Does it make sense? Mikoshkenim oisa zvika shelolusheng balum shemivadai pasol. How can it be that if you, this place, and he has an answer, Tema. How can it be? So we need a pasuk for zrika? The Rambam answers this. Quote the Rambam, it's not shver. But according to Tosfos, Rashi, Pashtas HaGemara, that there's no psul shalabal by shechita. So you have in mind the shechita when you do the shechita to do the zrika for the wrong guy. So how can you say that zrika for the wrong guy is kosher? If the whole shechita only ruins it when you do the zrika for the wrong guy. So good to kasha. V'lam lan kra azvik shen ba v'nishiru b'tema.
Why does the Rambam have a problem with this?
No, the Rambam has an answer to this. Because the Rambam holds shechita shalol shen balav is no good. The Rambam doesn't learn.
You don't have the shechita
shen zrika. The Zibai Pigel that we had today, if you shech hamanas, you do the zrika, you're not doing the zrika chutz l'zman, you're doing it l'zman when you're doing it. So you see that even by the zrika, it's...
To do the zrika, the dry man, is no good. But if you do this
by the pigol, on you the zrika itself.
Yes, yeah, so you're answering Tosfos' statement by pigol itself. Yeah. The only thing is, I'll fire back to you, pigol, Rashi, over there. Because pigol doesn't make sense to think you're doing the zrika shel bismano. Like Rashi, remember that second Rashi? You're doing it bismano. No, Rashi is by Mekoma. By bismano, Rashi didn't say that.
Pickle,
we had a little steam with Rashi this morning.
By pickle, everything you do is good. It's just the machshava. You're doing everything. Your mice are perfect.
No, but Yossi is saying from pigol, we answer Tosfos kavachaim. Tosfos says, this is what Yossi is saying, v'go shmak. Yossi is saying, Tosfos says, if shechita, I'm asked to do this, to do for another bialim. If I do the shechita, I'm going to ask to do zrika for another bialim, it's no good. So certainly if I do zrika for another bialim, it's no good. That's Tosfos kash.
Right.
Frank Yossi, pigol yochiach. Frank Yossi, two words to Tosfos. Pigol yochiach. If I do the shechita, I'm going to ask to do zrika chutz l'zmano. It's possible, but if I do the zrika shel b'zmano, or shel b'mkomo, it's kosher. So that's Yossi's kash on Tosfos. He's saying, what is Tosfos? So tamedik, pigol yochiach.
Perhaps not shaykh by pigol.
So I answered him that l'chayra, at least the Rashi by chutzlam kaimai, it's not shaykh by zrika. It's not shaykh. See, it's shaykh to do the zrika for the wrong owner. It's not shaykh to do the zrika for the wrong time. What do you mean the zrika for the wrong time? Pigol means you plan to do something no good. So that's the second Rashi. Remember the Gemara is from chutzlam zmano and chutzlam kaimai. By chutzlam kaimai, Rashi had another einfal. He gives, see, by chutzis man, he says, what does he say there? By chutzis man, he doesn't say this.
Obviously, it's the right time.
Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say it there. That was my cash.
For sure. I mean, it's not
so. By chutzim kama, Rashi says two reasons why by zrika, when you do the zrika, it's okay. Because, what do you mean it's chutzim kama? You see, he's doing it in the right makom. How can you think you're doing it? I'm doing it in the wrong makom. When you do the shechita, you can think what you're going to do subsequently. That's what Rashi says. So maybe that answers your good kasha. Tosfos. V'yesh la'osin b'kusha. Now this is very important. This is against what we learned. I don't know, Madcha, your daf. This next kasha he asks is runs against everything we said in the Shia today. His second kasha on the Gemara. V'yesh la'osin b'kusha. Rav Shach is going to add, make Tosfos' question stronger. Yes, he wanted to answer Tosfos' question. Rav Shach says, v'yesh la'osin b'kusha. How do you learn, Rabbi say? Is that a psul in the shechita or the zrika?
Like
okay, three, two.
Yeah,
so we had a Tosfos today. We studied that Tosfos today. It was in the Tosfos we studied.
But
Rashi says, Achilles has to be Achilles Mizbeach. But I'm not talking about Pigol. I'm talking about Shalom Lishma. If you shecht for right, but to do the zrika for the wrong owner, is that a psul in zrika? Is that a psul in shechita?
It goes back and goes to the shechita.
Is it pasul the shechita? If you shecht, I have in mind to do the zrika for the wrong man. Does that mean is that a psul in the zrika or is that a psul in the shechita? Since you shechted in mind to do the zrika for the more men, so it passels the shechita. Is it psul in shechita or zrika? So we had two terutzim in Tosfos. So we said in Shia today that it's talin in the two terutzim in Tosfos.
You have to have shechita.
If you learn from Pigol.
Yeah. Because Pigol has to be shechita for the zrika.
And it's Psul and Shita there.
Yeah.
Sure. So Rav Shach says not this way. Rav Shach says, who lav mishum dechashvin sheshkita shelo l'shem b'ayla. Says, that's not the pshat. I was stunned.
Who lav?
I only have two. I'm not so deep. I only have two approaches. Who lav? Yeah, you're right, there are really three. The Brisk Rav only class two because he can't believe, he's assuming, not like Rav Shach. Rav Shach assumes, who lav mishum dechashvin sheshkita shelo l'shem b'ayla, and mishum dechashvin sheshviku l'shem b'ayla. He says, when you shecht for doing Zurich for the wrong Bailam, it's a psul and zrika. It's a psul and zrika. It's not a psul and shechita. So that makes Tosis Kasha 10 times strong.
It's much harder, yeah.
Then it makes. So that's what Shach is saying. If it's a psul and zrika, then Tosis Kasha is really a tema. See, if it's a psul and shechita, okay, so he's saying it's a psul and shechita. How do you know it's a psul and zrika?
Tosis doesn't even hold like that. So how can he make...
Two terutzim though, right? Taisa's two terutzim. Taisa's maybe he'll change his mind. Taisa today's daf. Right. So he says, maybe he won't do this Rika. Who cares? So Taisa says, oh, he's not going to change his mind. This guy's such a bad guy. Then Taisa says, it's a psul l'shchita. It doesn't matter if he changes his mind. Second terutz. Slachar, the two terutzim at Taisa's. As Rav Shach's.
If you're
like
the
Brisk Rav
is about
Shabbos
and
Pesela,
so who cares?
Well, let's hold on to that Brisk Rav. Kemoshe Kosva Rambam. Good. The Rambam is mashma. He says that it's a psul in the Zrika. When the Rambam brings out a sugya, we paskal like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rambam, he says Rav Shach, it's a psul in the Zrika. That's how we paskal. We paskal like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rambam seems to say it's a psul in the Zrika, not a psul in the Shita. Then came Behechrich. So that makes Taisus Kasha so much stronger. Right. It's a psul in the Zrika, if you had in mind Bisha Shita, certainly it's Mipol in the Zrika if you had in mind Bisha Zrika. Then came Behechrich, Shokha Mazuk Shalom Shimbab Apostle, Kambizorich Shimbab Apostle, Lochwell Zrika Shal Shimbab. So he answers, I don't even have the whole thing here, I just have a few lines. I'll tell you, this is the crux of what he says. And he says, Nachon, at the end he says, this is MS. See if the Olam can explain it to me, understands it better than I do. Venera. The Mashag Mara Matzrich Kra Al Zrika Shalol L'Shem Bala. Zeh, Shalol Neima, Shalol Binin Shazrika Yeh L'Shem Abayla. Shalol Neima, you need a Pasuk that you shouldn't say. Shalol Binin Shazrika Yeh L'Shem Abayla. You don't need the Zrika should be L'Shem Abayla. I need the shechita. When you do the shechita, you need that the zrika should be done l'shem b'ayla. Shezeu vaday. Shebinin shezrika tiyah l'shem b'ayla. When is it koveya? The zrika has to be l'shem b'ayla. But when are you koveya that it's l'shem b'ayla?
By the shechita.
That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say the shechita.
He said the zevach is nitfas by the shechita.
Right.
That gives it.
Right. The shechita makes it. So you need the zvika to l'shem b'ayla. Ev shel nitfas amachshav l'shem b'ayla macherim im kol avodas naft lefnei azvika hanu ashechita v'kol aloch l'shem b'ayla. Saying a little malamda, she's saying once you shechted and did kabbalah and alocha l'shem b'ayla, so it's l'shem b'ayla. If other Zrika needs L'Shem Bailim, but it becomes L'Shem Bailim, that's what he's answering Taisus Kasha. Okay. I hear it
already. By the way, the Rashi in Chulin says that the Shechita is Mechadish Nadam. It's not a Shechita by
Chulin. It's
right,
the
Rambam always calls this.
Avodas Hadam.
It's not that Shechita take off Eid HaMedachai, like by Chulin.
Is part of the Avodas Hadam, so like the Gemara says.
But
Nitzvah Zrika Shem Bailam Acher, and he brings a mashal like L'Shem Chulin. If you have in mind the Shem Cholin, right? So he said, it doesn't matter. It's Shalom Bimina, you know, if you have in mind Shem Cholin, I had mind Shem Cholin. So it's not such a pele, he says, if you're going to say, when you had the time of the Zrika, so you didn't have mind Shem Bialim. It's too late already. It was Chal on it at the Shem Bialim. So when you have, that's his answer. Okay, fine, you like it? If you don't like it, okay. Let's get to the Brisker Rav. Matcha's running, I hear Matcha. So let's study this Brisker Rav a little bit. Very fascinating Brisker Rav Matcha. You remember the Yesod, but it's a. Yeah, let's get there. We have to get there. The Diks and the Rambam.
It's also come through the Rebbe Elchanan first. So you see the contrast between Rebbe Elchanan.
I didn't go through Rebbe Elchanan. I did. You have to be Matcha. You get up. You'll finish. You give us the Rebbe Elchanan. There's a Rebbe Elchanan here somewhere, and yeah. This is Sugya.
Yeah, Kovasaurus. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's very famous song.
Well, what do I know? I didn't learn in Brisk. I don't know if they learned the Rebbe Elchanan in Brisk. They learned the Brisk Rav.
Kevin Hart also speaks about something.
I'm sure everybody does. But let's see the Brisk Rav's mouth. I don't know Rebbe Elchanan's approach, but let's see his approach. The kashas.
Rebbe Elchanan holds the opposite.
I hear. And I'm not surprised. There are other approaches to the sugya, but let's see the Brisk Rav's approaches, his rayas. That's what we want to study. Vitzarech, I'm sorry, you know, you got to look the other way. I didn't want to waste the paper, so you know, I'm very. So the first five lines are a different paper. I pasted it on. Vitzarech shtetiyah machshavtai b'shash shchitas ha'ila l'shem shisha dvar. It's the Mishnah Memvav. We studied last week, Tyson, the base. We're going back to that Mishnah Memvav. Zevach, Zaveach, Hashem, Reach, the whole thing. Shem Ha'ilah, Shem Shishadvam, Shem Zeh, Shem Azavech, Shizeh Hashem, Baruch Hu, Shakti Le'ishin, and you put it on the fire, Shekirasa L'Reach Belvad, Yishken roast it first. It's supposed to smell good when you burn it on the fire. Shrech Zeh Nachas Ruach V'Hashem. And this Reach, Kaviyachal, gives Nachas Ruach V'Hashem. Fayarach, Es Reach Nichach, Yibayashem gets pleasure, Kaviyachal, when he smells this fragrance, Yirachas Ruach V'Hashem. Then the Rambam writes here, if you do it stam is kosher yarn. Shem b'lechem mishum and mishum shehikshem. The lechem and the esk and the mishum. Lama kosev a Rambam. Now we get into the main sheet. Lama kosev a ochadin the stam kosher.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
The other four things are only lechatchila. The other four things, they're not ma'akiv. Machshevashini only passes zevach and zevach. That's two of the six. So ein machshevashini paselas rak mishini kodesh shinu bailam b'vad. So who cares? Stam alishma. Why does the Rambam bring stam alishma by all six? See, bishlam my zevach and zevach. So it passes. So you have to say, oh, it's kosher stam alishma. So they ask machshevash aradaladvar. The other things, Lashem and Reach and all these things, ain't a rak lechatchila. Vafim chashim be'ed yaleipach. The pella. See, I think when I burn it, when I do the avoidus, that I'm gonna not gonna burn it. I'm gonna roast it before I burn it. I'm not causing nachas ruach. The Hashem doesn't have nachas ruach. It's funny. Not Lashem. What do you think Lashem to chas v'sham to avodah zar? What does it mean? Not Lashem. He says, if you have lehepich, it's okay. Gam kein kosher, kemabur chulin, b'tois reish zvachim. Tois we studied last week, on that beish. V'chenu gam b'divri ha-rambam atzma. Open in Rambam, pekim l'chim z'shem. Beinu po'stasot, l'shevashin, k'vashin, y'bayim y'rshom. So why does the Rambam say, stam l'shma, by the other four things? V'lo makosav achad, rach stam kosher. The rach b'stam kosher. Rambam writes, it's stam kosher. And let's say, I have in mind, not. It's also kosher. So what does the Rambam have to say? Stam is kosher. This is the kosher of the Mishnah Melech. Melech Mishnah. Moyeridika kosher. Yerushim in Mishnah. She calls it the very Rambam. Kami rakal shem zel shem zavech. Very big deichet. He's going to slug it up. They say that, well, the Rambam is just going on zevech zavech. When he says stam is kosher. Avot tzorech iyon. It's difficult. Sharei hanach tardik v'anot lu balach hakovemes. He should have written in the previous halacha, the stomach kosher mukal yersham. He writes all six. See, they want to learn that he's when he says stomach kosher, he's only going zev and zevach. He already wrote that before. So he says the brisker. So this is kasha. I know, maybe they're asara. So this is matcha. We start matcha with your yisayit. Trei dinim yesh bedin lishma shel kavanas. Chad ikar din shetzrichim shenekrav lishma. You have to do it lishma. That's like a positive thing. The carbon has to be done lishma. Kavol kol advar matunim lishman bas yasan. Like everything needs lishman. What does he mean kol advarim? Does he mean mitzvah sichas kavana? No, he doesn't mean mitzvah sichas kavana. He means like matzah, you have to bake matzah l'shei mitzvah. He means those kind of things. Like matzah, you have to do it lishma. You have to, and there you don't say stam matzah is l'shei mitzvah. Stam matzah is a matzah l'shei mitzvah. Like matzah, tefillin. He means lishma. It has nothing to do. Let's not confuse mitzvah sichas kavana. He means all the dinim of lishma. V'sheinis, the machsheve shla lishma v'davar not place. Ah, it's like the Briska Rav that it's an act of paisel shlo lishma. It's a davar at paisel. V'zeh din mechudish bekodshim. It's a new concept. By all of the things, there's a mitzvah do lishma. It's not that the shlo lishma ruins it. It's not a paisel. But he brings from lishonis Rambam that the be'emes kiven d'zvachim stam lishmain omdim. So he learns the Briska Rav. Amazing chiddush. Zvachim astam lishma koy. Im kein. He learns, even if you have in mind shalo lishma, it's still stam lishma. Stam lishma. This is already a larger chiddush than we would think. He brings riots. He's not just saying it, but he's saying, even if you have in mind it should be shalo lishma, it's still stam lishma. It's like a din on the cheftza.
How's that possible? You can't uproot it.
Now he's going to bring a raya. He said, I'm good rayas. So we need rayas, mantra. Just say, this sounds illogical, right? It's stam lishma. You can't ruin it.
You can't
stam lishma. It's like a din in the cheftza. Whatever you think, it's stam lishma, it's lishma.
So you can't override that. There's a reason why. When you did that fresh, you still didn't have Kedusha Saguf. You're not starting from step one, you're starting from step three. When you were Mafresh Behema, you wouldn't imbue it with Kedusha Saguf. That Kedusha Saguf is there. You can't take that away.
Yeah, but that's more than just the Kedusha Saguf is there. It's a carbon oil.
That creates a stoma. That Kedusha Saguf creates a stoma.
You know why it creates a stoma? Because stam, you assume lelishma koi. What's the things by git? When you say when you write a get, it creates, it's a get.
When you make something Kedusha Saguf, when you have Kedusha Saguf.
Yeah, but let's go with the Gemara, man. Let's see what the Gemara says on that Beis Mizvachim. The Gemara that Beis Mizvachim says that a carbon is lishma oimdim. I'm not arguing with you, Matcha, but you have to realize it's not just, you're just saying Matcha.
No, if I'm Mavish Mahima, you're right on it, you're over me. You did something wrong to it. Because there's a stomach.
That's Kedusha.
There's Kedusha there, right?
Yeah, but the question is. There's a mitzvah to do it lishma. So we say, no, you don't have to do it really lishma, because it's standing for that.
Because once you mafresh it, that's lishma.
I'm saying something a little different, but the Gemara says, you're saying your own thing, and I'm saying the Gemara says, because lishma I'm dim. That's what the Gemara says. We're not arguing too much. You're saying it a little more lumdish. I just want to say what the Gemara says.
He means negative. I think it's a shlamin.
It's stam lishma an oila. Even if you thought it's a shlamin.
It's not even a different carbon.
Let's look at it again.
Never mind the Pesach?
Yes. The Be'emes? He's going to be raised to this. He's going to be raised to this. If we have time, I don't know much have time on that. The Be'emes came in the Zvachim, stam lishma among them. In Cain, Keshakasha behed yeshalo lishman. It took me 3 or 4 readings.
What does that mean?
It means even if you think shalo lishma actively for something else, it's still stam lishma. Shalo lishma, gam kein chasid toris lishma basiyasin. It's not missing. It's because, as Madcha is trying to explain it, Madcha says it's in the Etzem Kedusha. Madcha is using Lashonis, different Lashonis than I use.
You have a mind for Ola, you can't override it.
It's Lashma, it's Tam Lashma, but it doesn't matter what you think. And he brings, look, his Raya, Tzvi Raya. It sounds a little absurd. Uda Chazinan, this is one of his Rayas, Chazinan, L'shem Chulin. It's yeah, but it's but stama lishma. He had specifically shalom lishma. See, he's saying you say stama lishma, even he's thinking l'shem chulin. Well, that's certainly negative das. It's l'shem oil. I'm thinking l'shem chulin. That's also against. It's not machriv. You know what machriv means? It means it doesn't passel. But how are you going to say stama lishma if the guy's thinking chulin? The Brisker Rav is proving from the Shem Chulin that Stama Lishma is even if you have in mind Vakaret.
You made the Kogman, so obviously
you... But Chazin and the Shem Chulin Kasha shall the head of Shalom Lishma. So he's, he can't believe this because it sounds ludicrous, but he's saying, no, you see the Shem Chulin, you don't say, we had Befeir Shema and Shalom Lishma. So what? Stama Lishma. Valkach. The gam chashu led you lehipach, gam chayu bu dina de stam lishotan. Nasa me atzma lishwa, chenu bu lehedya. He brings a rai from Gmar Pesach. He brings a rai from Gmar Pesach.
Nasa me atzma lishman is very hard to say, me atzma lishman. I have shalei lishman beat, my as my dad.
Stam lishman means,
you can't say,
this is a chiddush nifla. Me'adisa b'psachim, daf samach. The Mizami HaGemara, it's amazing Gemara in Pesachim. I'm going to skip the brackets here because we don't want to be in Mefalpul too much in other Gemaras. The Mizami HaGemara, the Gemara compares Pesach Sheshachtu Shalol Lishma. If you shech the Pesach Shalol Lishma, the Gemara says that's like Lishma and Shalol Lishma. Doing it Shalol Lishma, the Gemara compares that to doing Lishma and Shalol Lishma. The Shachtu Lishma and Shalol Lishma. Mishum Zed Estam Lishma. Mishum zed istam shokoi. Harei lehedya. The guy is a mind shalol lishmai. The Gemara calls that lishmai and shalol lishmai. The din zed istam shokoi. He said gam bechad ve shalol lishmai. So in the brackets, the Gemara slugs this up. See, the Gemara seems to say not the way in the maskana, but he's like being a right, it's a trick. So I don't want to study the brackets. I don't want to go too deep into that Gemara. But he's saying, just the Gemara thought, oh, it's stama lishma, it's like lishma and shalol lishma. What is like lishma and shalol lishma? He only thought shalol lishma. So you see, even if you think shalol lishma, it's still lishma.
It's still a habit.
Right, so he says that Mar Kadachi in the brackets, he says, I think Mar slugs it up, I think Mar means something else, he sidesteps, it's only a half minute. Let's skip the brackets. The Yesoy Din Zed is Vachim Bistam Lishmaundim. Hu Chalois Din Ahiz Elishoinus. Okay, welcome to Brisk. Hu Chalois Din Beguf Akarban. It's a Chalois Din, like I called it, the Chefza Beguf Akarban. Du Karvim Melishno. Lam Hayaz Agamachshab Tashchavid Lehepach. So he's trying to convince us it doesn't matter. Again, I'm skipping the next 8 or 10 lines, the brackets. So now we get to Moshe's biggest side. So stam lishma means even if you do it fakert, so it's still stam lishma. So why is it pasal shalom lishma? How does it pasal it? V'had machshev shel pasels who din zedim b'fnei atzmo b'dim psul machshava. So it was like Piggle. It's a psul machshava. It's not his yisoid that Mordechai has been saying over from the beginning of the shiurs into it, that when you pasul machshava shelo lishma, it's not that you're missing lishma. You're never missing lishma. It's tam lishma. It is a psul of shelo lishma. It's an act of psul. In the, I don't know if it's Rebbe Chana, maybe it's there are others that learn not that way.
Rebbe Chana says it's a deficiency in lishma. It's an akira. No, but the
Brisker
is different. But if you look at
Rochani,
it's a deficiency in the Lishma.
How does he answer his Raya?
It's much clearer than the Brisker Rav.
I had no problem with the Brisker Rav, but I appreciate that. But yeah, I had no problem understanding the Brisker Rav. I get it.
I'm not saying Rebbe should have a problem.
Yeah. If you studied Rebbe Chani, you saw it's more stark.
Yeah.
Brisker Rav holds, it's not a lack of lishma. There's never a lack of lishma. Stam lishma.
The positive shalei lishma.
That's a psul. It's like Piggle. It's a psul. It's not that it's lacking. This is a special din by karbanos. Other things that need lishma, like matzah or ibra tefillin, all the things you need lishma. There's no poisel there. Either you have lishma, you don't have lishma. See, this is only unique by kachin. They're saying is that by matzah, if you bake the matzah, there's no psul shalal lishma. You need lishma. It's either lishma, it's not lishma.
Why can't it be psul shalal lishma?
It's only by kachin. This is only a din in kachin.
So we have two psukim, one for lishma, one
that's. Later on, he wants a then for. There are a lot of steers. Zvachim, there are a lot of steers. So later on in the Pilpul, I plotted through most of this three pages, most of the Briskarav, he brings to answer some of the steers. They use this pasuk. He says that's the two psukim. We have steers where you learn out from. So he says one pasuk is the positive lishma, and one pasuk is to tell you shalom lishma pasuls. That's how he answers one of the steers. I don't know if it's not geared to this, Mordechai. I don't want to go there.
Because over there, you're making a mistake.
You know, the Gemara was at Zvachim Memtes, where's that? The Sugya of Akira
B'Toys. Yeah, Akira
B'Toys. Sugya was at Menachas Memtes, where's that Sugya? Akira B'Toys.
It's Zvachim.
Memtes.
Yeah,
Akira B'Toys, Avi Akira Lavikir. That means if I shecht an oila for shlamim, that's Akira. But let's say you made a mistake. You thought it was a shlamim. So it's a big machlaik. It's Akira B'Toys, Avi Akira Lavikir. I don't know. I'm not sure it's not relevant to this. He doesn't bring it much. By matzah, by tefillin, there's no such thing as pasaling. This is a new concept in karbanos that a bad machshav could ruin it. By menachas da beis, michti machshavis dvarach manakeishu, mali shini kodesh mashini bayal, birsh rashi sham. Mazvachim paslaba machshavich desiv hamakriv also lo yechashev. So zvachim paslaba machshava hamakriv also lo yechashev. He saw that David shini kodesh mashini bayal posel din mechudesh apsul machshav. He brings it from Rashi Menachas. I'm a bekabonis bekrod de lo yechashev. Vehilim divrei Rambam. He's arrived from a lashon Rambam. Shos machshav saying shapoyslim is a kabonis. Listen what the Rambam equates. Three machshavas pasul kabonis. Machshavas shini Hashem. Shini shini makum. Shini says man. Rambam equates it to Beagle. And the machshavas shini Hashem. Ikim psul din psul machshava. Vashchutz is man vachutz makoma. That Rambam is very strong. Now he says something very vital, Matram, when you think about this. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina if you're not fulfilling the lishma or it's a paisel? Who cares? Ultimately, it's no good. What's the nafkamina? He says, salam this. It's felt, he begins a big nafkamina.
Even surah or tzreifa.
That's not what he says.
But that'll be a
nafkamina
also.
Yes, sure. Don't be sure.
See,
I don't know who you're saying over from Matka, but he doesn't say that, and I'm not buying into it yet.
Okay.
I don't know that sugya well enough. I've just started zvachin. See, the difference between Matka is I don't remember from 7 years ago.
I don't remember that.
Okay, but you have all the asidus. So Matka saying nafkamina. I'll tell you the brisker rav's nafkamina. If it's missing lishma. And you did some of the blood, you did Zvika Shalom Lishma, and you're missing Lishma.
The Briskarav says,
Hari Bemis Nafkamina Gam Ladin. There's a big Nafkamina Ladin. It's not just a Lumbus. I'm not just saying Lumbus, he says. It's a psul. It's a missing lishma. It's a poisel. That's lamdis. Nafkamina ladina. The mishum chesan din lishma. So he says, being the bavoid is called hadvarmatun lishma. Ilo misak osa voidal bilvad. Bim yikabal mitzas dam shalol lishma. You did part of the Kabbalah's dam shalol lishma. So do the rest lishma. You can fix it. Im yesham dam anefshah zikabal avakashah. The cholak karban lo nifsam isham nishrim basav. But once, so he's saying, that's the nafkamina matcha ladina. That's the nafkamina he gives. You're an afkamina of Ibitsura, it's Sarchim, Besuga, the Ibitsura. Mashenke, Bibsul, Machshav, I kindle and Machshavish possess the Chola carbon. If it's a psul, you can't fix it. If it's just missing, if it's the lumbus, it would be a missing Lishma. So you can do it now, okay. I didn't do Lishma yet. I'll do the rest of the blood Lishma. But if it puzzled it, it puzzled the carbon. The Gambam Shem Tzavar Nifsal, Kumuzvachim Dav Chavav, Mashim Dav Dichul, Lomishim the Bsul Machshav, the Gambam Tzavar Nifsal. You see, even the blood in the neck. If the carbon is puzzled, you can't even take new blood from the neck, like the Gemara says in Chavavs. Rag mipsul machshav elvad. V'mechal rambag ma'mashav psul shma badim psul machshav. Shma mina psul shlo shmo din psul machshav. Now he answers, but I want to finish tonight, this few minutes, is the kasha, why the Rambam had to say stama, those six things of lishma. Remember the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah and Mishmach, don't forget that kasha.
Some say it's only the two.
Yeah, Rambam says all six is stama lishma. So also he brings, you know, what he brings another riotous yisoid. What is he fan for? I want to go back to that question. Yeah, that's on the top of the next sheet. But he brings a great raya. The Gemara, he's up his end there. I just want to do a little quickly this paragraph. Because he has rayas. The Gemara is mesupik, stam lishma, not stam lishma, right? It wasn't so obvious. Shaklim is from mesugid, reish zvachim, stam is on gotcha bus. Remember the words looking, bring a raya, and they very fondly brought that Mishnah memvav. The Gemara wasn't so sure, stam lishma. Remember the Gemara? And the Beis, it was a whole sugya. Hainu, dem sam apostle. So what was the chakir? If stam is not lishma, now, if stam is not lishma, what would the psul be? Would the psul be that it's a paisel, or just you're missing lishma? He says, "Hayu the mistam apostle of misalzech misa etzem din lishma to be in bavoyes." See, if stam wouldn't be good, Gemara that Beis wasn't so sure, then stam wouldn't be good. You know, you're missing lishma. See, stam won't paisel. Stam won't be a paisel. Stam can't be a paisel. I didn't have anything in mind. That's not logical. See, missing lishma. See, he's saying, if stam would be puzzled, and the havamin and the beis, so that would be, you're missing the lishma. It's in the lishma, because of vadigo mifslarek or savodabilvad. Huh? In that stam would be no good. You'd be able to take the rest of the blood, because that won't be a psol, a psol stama. The mehechi tasty yipsol kolakom shim kisarim lishma. Puzzle kolakom ashak adai maisa pabselis. Ziyodinu davar paisel. So he says, Venera, skip the line. There's a tremendous raya from the Shakla Vitaria. Remember the Gemara brought this one and that one. And finally at the end, we put proof in Mishnah Nevav. Binon the stam kosher becomes. Vememis ika kamedinu machsheva shloshma poselis bekotchim. Delfinu mikroi. What do you mean? Vememis ika kamedinu. Stama means nothing in mind. So look what he said. He says that many, what do you mean? Mars Mesupak is Stama Lishma or not? Yafim Mikwa de Rakad Hashem Mechan Kach, Mechul Mechan Kach. Chulin is not Mechal Kach. Uvashinu Balim Yafim Mikwa, Dafka Chaveru Dum Yedidei. Remember the din of a guy's mechul of oila in the kapara kamaisai. She mechav kapara mosa. Well, Shimon Achia Zahari quotes the Mishnah. Two sheetas in the Mishnah. But I've seen the Reish Zalkim. Yafinu kod derach derach benamach veim schalalim. V'lo b'mura man. It's Gemara's daf. Hashem yikolein levur derach adem achshav and nisolim v'lo b'stam. So what do you? He is the briskura. What do you mean? Maybe stama is. May the most not sure stam lishma, stam not lishma. But you see that there's dinim that make it possible. If there's dinim, so how can you say stam is shalol lishma? If stam is shalol lishma, why do you need all these dinim? Why do you need all these dinim? If having nothing in mind, puzzles. So, because the Gemara is misupik, if stam is lishma, not lishma. If nothing in mind patzels, so why do you need all these dinim? You know what he answers? Because if nothing in mind is patzel, you could still take the blood from the neck. It's all you said. So he wants him, the Gemara wanted to know, see, if stam lishma is patzel, that just means you're missing lishma. But if other things that patzel, that you won't be able to take the blood from the neck. So it's no raya. See, he wanted to say, I have a raya that stam is not good. Because you see, stam, I'm sorry, is good. What's the right? Mars claim maybe stam is not good. What is stam is not good? So, what are all these drushes that if you have in mind lower, or this one, or fechulin, if even stama
is no good?
The Torah says that stama doesn't mean it passels. The nafkamina on these dinim is that it passels the whole carbon. So now he answers the kasha. The last thing I want to share with you is how he answers his kasha, the six things. You know what he's going to say? On the next sheet, on the top paragraph, he says that all six things are ma'akif. They're all ma'akif. You need all six, and stama lishma means they're all ma'akif. It means these six things, you need to be lishma. And guess what?
Yeah.
That's ma'akif. But if you have in mind by the other four shalolishma, it doesn't pass on. Fakir.
It's not machshava
pesel. There's no machshava pesel, not for God, or not for Ratzin, or not for Reyach. So that's what he says. Afiza nirlam b'das haramba. The be'emes, this is his interesting creative. A little common sense. It's not common sense, but it's creative genius. He's a nirlom v'das haram. The sviralei, the be'emes kol avav dvarim, the tanina lul be'asitzim, b'shem shidram ha'sev nizbach, kula din l'shma sheli kula nino. It's ma'akif. All six things are ma'akif. But you know what? Even if you have nothing in mind, and even if you have in mind fakert, it's still there. So it's funny. It's ma'akif. See, this is academic. It's ma'akif, but you always have it. The Rambam says stam lishma in all six. Because
that
he's saying
around the fact that if you have in mind something.
No, so you know why? Because the truth is, you know what? You say, why did the Rambam do this? Because it's all six are put it together. Zevach, Zaveach, the Mishnah lists all six together. So we say, only the first two ma'akif, the other four not ma'akif. Zok the Brisker of Nain.
The
Rambam was a rule ma'akif.
The
only difference is a machsheva poseles is only those two.
And what I can't understand is if you have Marshal Pasalas, how you could call it lishma?
Because it overrides your thought. And as your thought is secondary, it doesn't even
matter.
But you have a psul when you have in mind for the wrong carbon. That passels in. That's interesting. You know, by most carbonists, it doesn't pass. It's just that oil shem chayv. Chattis and Pesach. But all other ones, it's a pasel to be over the chayv. Shtikel psul, a total psul. Because remember, shalol lishma. By most Kabbalists, only Chatas and Pesach. It's Poisel Lagamre. What about the other ones? So you have to say the same thing. So what does that mean? So why isn't that Oyel Hashem Chayva? Because the Machsheva Shlo Lishma passels it to be Oyel L'Chayva. You have to say L'Chayva.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.